This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and also helping in the coronavirus effort, all those people doing that to keep us free and safe. Now, don't forget, everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, as he does every Wednesday, is retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Good to be with you.
Yes, sir. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen. Under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I asked you a question off air. I'm going to ask you that to start with. Are you concerned about an attack from within here in the United States from, it could be ISIS, Al-Qaeda, whoever's here? Are you concerned about that?
Well, I think I'm concerned, and I think people that have followed this have always been concerned, but it's surprising in testimony in front of Congress, the Biden administration has had to admit that. And that's a tough pill to swallow, given the precarious condition we are, that we're have difficulty in monitoring what those are. We know what their intent is, but knowing what their capability has become increasingly hard to lay down. But, of course, in testimony for Congress, we showed that ISIS-K out of Afghanistan, within a year or so, will have the capabilities to launch an external attack within the United States. And maybe a little bit further out, they believe that Al-Qaeda operating out of Afghanistan, primarily, may also have that capability. About the only thing that we think that's holding in check, because we're not in a position to do it right now. We're still reeling and recovering and taking in the 50, 60,000 Afghanistan refugees here in the United States and some of them in Kosovo. But we don't have the capability to check that. But internally, the Taliban, who is intent on establishing themselves and getting international recognition by the United Nations and other that, they feel that anything that ISIS-K or the Al-Qaeda do will detract from them being able to do that. So they've got some things in common, but oddly enough, we're relying on the Taliban, of all people, to essentially slow down the launching of any realization of any capability to do anything like external attacks on the United States. So that's a curious situation. So we'll wait and see. But, yes, I am worried, and I think we should be. And if the Biden administration is worried, everybody ought to be worried.
Well, we have no idea who we let into this country that came in from Afghanistan, because a lot of people got on that plane, or those planes, sorry, in Afghanistan and came to the United States by way of Europe, and we just don't know who they are.
Yeah, I think there's about 57,000 let in here, and I think about 6,000 of those have actually been released, and we still got about 50-some-odd thousand that were holding on either four or five military bases around the country. And then we've got some that somehow we managed to identify as being particular threats leaving Afghanistan that we've sent to Kosovo, and we've got an agreement with our ally at Kosovo to hold on to them for at least a year to do some, I don't know what you would call it, extreme vetting of them. But those that come in on a military basis, we have no control over them. They are not held or being held captive in those military bases. They're free to leave, and many of them have chosen to do exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be some concern.
Mm-hmm. Now, officials are blaming Iran for the drone strike at our base in Syria, where we loaded a couple of hundred of our troops up on a couple of C-130s and flew them out of harm's way. We apparently had some sort of advance notice or intel stating that they were going to fly in and attack us with the drones, which they did.
Yeah, I think our intelligence capability has never dissipated there in Syria and all that, and mainly because of our what we've been able to do there and the fact that there's no... there's such a division amongst folks fighting, and it's understood that we need to keep it right there. And, of course, Iraq allows us to have some of that capability. Don't rely on that way, way, way offshore capability to keep eye on things like we do in Afghanistan. So it's good that we got the forewarning, and we avoided the absolute repeat calamity of what happened in our hasty withdrawal out of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a blessing that we're able to do that. But the fact that the finger, and I think rightfully so, is being placed on Iran, because Iran has got no motivation or any reason to want to play nice with their intentions and capabilities right there. There's nothing to hold them in check, and so that's something to be worried about. So, yeah, I think without a doubt, Iran had their finger on that, and they have. There's nothing we can use there to leverage to try to draw them back to do a diplomatic solution to make them play and turn their nuclear.
Hold that thought. We're going on break. We'll be right back with more folks. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright and I, we're going to be talking about some other things pertaining to the military. We are going to branch out a little bit here, but got some things you got to get off the table right away here, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha, and thank you very much, Kyle. Now, hardly a week goes by, folks, when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, into the upper Midwest, all the way out west as far as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And, of course, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, don't forget, while you're there, to check out the all-new Rogue. They got lots, the hottest SUV in the market. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And I'll tell you what, when it comes to price, when it comes to customer service, they are the best in the business. They will not get beat by price. Does not work that way with them. So they tell me. I haven't had the experience yet so far. Everything has been exactly the way it was supposed to be. So I haven't had to play the game with price, if you know what I mean. By the way, clean trade-ins? Oh, yeah. They're commanding a great resale price. They're worth 25% more than they were back in January. So take advantage of that and upgrade your ride now. Now, Moss Nissan happens to be the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty, military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get taken great care of and get some tremendous specials. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue, side by side in Tampa. Don't forget, coming up, brand new dealership, grand opening coming up in Brooksville for Moss Nissan. Can't wait for that. Going to be there for that one. Now, check them out online at mossnissan.com. That's M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you, because when you do that, ladies and gentlemen, that's $500.
off your the vehicle you're looking at. $500 you're going to save. Just tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And Colonel, good morning, and thanks for being on the program.
Hey, good morning. Always good to be with you. My pleasure.
Okay, now I want to talk about the Saddam, which is a strange situation there. The leader of the country, Mr. Burhan, says the army ousted the government to avoid a civil war. Really?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. But I'm watching a video right here about some of the bleeding right there. But in Sudan, yeah, anything that occurs in that part of the world is always interesting. And of course, the recent history, of course, with Libya and all that. But you know, quite honestly, there is a little bit of nugget of truth to what he's saying, because none of the countries up there, to include Sudan, it's always been on the verge of civil war because of the those that seek to have influence. Some of them have more in the south, some of them have in the north for years now, and that division is increasing, and none of that can go on indefinitely. Now, I'm not championing a military coup that occurred there, but the truth is that there was a fragmented control right there. So in one respect, just in terms of control and the possibility of averting what may occur anyway, a civil war, because it's not going to go away, he may be speaking some truth to that. Now, that's not advocating and saying that it's all for the better for the people of Sudan. Lord knows it's not. But you take a look at that region right there and what's occurred, there may in fact be something to that.
Now, TikTok is a Chinese company. There's some discussion as to whether or not they're actually owned by the Chinese government or not. But then again, the Chinese have interest in all of their companies. And TikTok, being a social platform, has come out and told U.S. lawmakers that it does not give information to the Chinese communist government. I really have a problem trying to believe that one.
I know. There's a difference. TikTok does not give information to them, but it's there for the taking. It's kind of like having a two-year-old child, and then you say, and you lay out candies and stuff, the Halloween candies early on a low-lying table, and you say, well, I'm not giving this to the child, but you leave the room, and then you come back in, and then somehow you're surprised. Hey, it's the same difference. And I haven't followed this real carefully, but I did catch the testimony in the Senate committee, and I saw the interchange between TikTok and Senator Ted Cruz. And Cruz, of course, in recent months has been playing the minority there in the Senate, has been absolutely brutal, and he was brutal right there. He went on at length and wasn't going to let TikTok get away with pulling a Fossey in their testimony and telling a half-truth or a lawyer-like response, and was looking for a yes or no on something that was a binary question about whether, in fact, that part that TikTok that operates in China does or does not have ties to the Chinese Communist Party. And he could not. So in the end, Cruz says, okay, so for the record, you refuse to answer the question. And quite honestly, based upon the testimony, that's essentially what he did. He refused to answer the question in a very lawyer-like way. So you can draw your own conclusion for that. Quite clearly, the Chinese Communist Party has a hand in TikTok, which gives them an extension to do many things right there. So I don't think anybody, any knowing, thinking person can say that, oh, yeah, they're on the up and up. There's no connection there. But that is what it is.
Now, Iran is saying that they had a cyber attack that caused a major disruption at their gas stations.
Yeah, I read that. I didn't read into that to find out what the take was on how that occurred. And do that. It may be. It probably occurred right there.
You know what my first thought was?
What's that?
Israel.
It may well be. I mean, I'd like to think that on a different administration thing like that, that I would say that, well, maybe we had a hand in it. I don't know. Maybe we did, maybe we did not. But The Israelis, they're going to be less open at that, particularly under the current administration. But, they've got that capability to do that, and it's much more difficult for Israel to do overt things that involve the military. But clearly, in cyberspace, they've got the capability to do that. They might have done that, hats off to them. That's good. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Now, have you been following this Baldwin thing, Alec Baldwin shooting out there?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to avoid that. It's kind of, when the whole thing with Gabby became less of the tabloid front right there, that whole business with Baldwin certainly has come to be. It's been interesting to watch that. And I think that eventually there will be civil suits out there on behalf of the family of the woman that was killed, of course. And then, of course, they're talking about possibly criminal charges right there. And Alec Baldwin, in the end, may not be the guy that takes the brunt of this, even though he was the trigger puller, because it looks like there was a lot of sloppy things.
Yeah.
In fact, here's what I read. Here's the amazing thing that I read, and it was on probably the Huffington Post. Reportedly, a Trump supporter put live bullets in that pistol.
Right.
You can't make that kind of claim stuff up. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't believe it because the person that actually had the pistol had been fired 2 years prior for a discharge, an accidental discharge of a different gun on the set.
Yeah, that's amazing. In the end, it may well have been an accident, but not the kind of accident that you can excuse. There's too many elements of carelessness right there, and I know those of us on the right, we take a little comfort saying, okay, Alec Baldwin is a great right to self-defense in the Second Amendment speaker right there. It seems like quite a justice, but it's tragic. Unfortunately, he was the guy involved in that, and so it plays those certain things. But in the end, I think there may well be criminal charges, and there will certainly be civil charges because there is gross negligence involved here. And Hollywood can be very, very careless in some things like they're in a set and not controlling things, and you got to keep an eye on those things.
So, now, can you stick around for another segment?
Captain, I'd be happy to.
All right, hold on because I'm going to come back, folks, with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright with some more stuff here. We're going to get into some politicking because the Colonel likes to do that, and he knows that I do too. We're going to talk about the Biden administration and one of their scams to get more tax money. We're going to talk about Project Veritas, and guess what? They're at it again. They exposed the New Jersey governor. Oh, boy, oh, boy. What'd you hear about this?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The shooting on the movie set of the Western film Rust could result in criminal charges, according to New Mexico District Attorney Mary Carmack. A warrant on Tuesday revealed that authorities collected ammunition and multiple firearms from the set and is trying to determine who loaded the gun. A heck of a storm was slamming the Northeast with record rainfall and powerful winds over Tuesday night, causing flash flooding that resulted in people having to be rescued on New Jersey and New York roads. All of southern New England westward to New York City and northern New Jersey was under the threat of flash flooding and coastal flooding from a nor'easter. Surfers beware, hungry sharks do think you're food. Young white sharks, which are responsible for the majority of attacks on people, cannot distinguish between humans and seals. That's according to research at Macquarie University in Sydney, Australia. Sharks are colorblind and don't see very well. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you very much, Mark Walters. Don't forget Sunday night's the Monster Cast, Armed American Radio, with Mark Walters. Catch him, and he's on many of these same stations. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that I take twice a day and have been for at least the last 6 years, a little bit longer than that, actually. Now, the reason that I take this and I kick the habit with Mobic and Plexirol is because the combination of ingredients here, all natural, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, do exactly what I need to have done, and that is they support my body's natural response to inflammation and swelling that I get, and it also lowers or eliminates pain by going straight to the source of the pain. And guess what? I might have a pain in my ankle or in my knee or in my hip. I might have one in my back. I might even have one in my right shoulder where I have arthritis. And guess what? The pain will go away. It's amazing. It's 100% drug-free. It works for me. 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which are good for you and good for your body. Don't forget, it supports healthy joints and muscles. It also supports a healthy lifestyle, too. It's $19.95 is what it costs for the 3-week quick start, $19.95. You get that 3-week quick start by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and $19.95 is all it costs to get started with Relief Factor. All right. Back to U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and good morning again to you, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
You know, I love the people in New Jersey. Spent a lot of time there over the years. Family used to go down there to Asbury Park a lot. That was our favorite camping ground when we went to the ocean. That's where we went. And we fished out of, Avon, New Jersey, with the Marie S. fleet there. Used to go out and go deep sea fishing. But lo and behold, New Jersey, you folks listen up. Your governor has a plan to fool all of you into electing him so he can enforce the vaccine mandates. And this has been proven beyond any shadow of a doubt by our friends at Project Veritas. You know who they are, right, Colonel?
I do.
Well,
they've done great things on behalf of unveiling a lot of things that otherwise would not be.
Let me just read how this starts. There's an undercover video that shows Murphy's senior advisor, Wendy Martinez, who told an undercover journalist that the governor plans to enforce the vaccine mandates after he's reelected. Why not now? Well, it's pretty simple, because if he did it now, the independents and undecided voters, according to Martinez, are proving to be a problem, and they probably wouldn't vote for the governor, because the vaccine mandates are not popular, and attempting to enforce them right now would scare the voters away, and Mr. Murphy, Governor Murphy, might not be the governor again.
Yeah, and in that Project Veritas interview, in addition to Ms. Martinez, the consultant hired to work on his campaign, there was a fellow. He was the manager of the coordinated campaign called Ford 2021. And interesting,
right.
All these Democratic campaigns have labels like Ford,
mm-hmm.
but that was funded by the New Jersey Democratic State Committee.
Right.
And together they both verified that same story, which is that, hey, we don't want to offend the independent voters, and we want to guarantee the governor's election. So we'll do vaccine mandates, but we're going to wait until after election.
Yeah. So you people in New Jersey, be careful what you vote for. Be careful what you wish for. You're going to get it stuck right to you. And we're telling you nothing. There's something that's easily verifiable. All you got to do is go to Project Veritas, the website. You'll find out more. Okay, John Durham, prosecutors working with the special counsel John Durham's team indicated that they may call former FBI general counsel James Baker to testify in the case of former Democratic attorney Michael Sussman, who's been indicted for allegedly lying to the FBI. This is important because Mr. Sussman used to answer to the attorney because they were both prosecutors working with each other.
You know, increasingly, I think after the election, at least up until about a month or so ago, many of us started to be concerned that under the current administration and with Democrats controlling both the House and the Senate, and without the Republican leadership seeming to gather the gumption to counter any of that, I think we became concerned that it would be no good news to find out the truth on a variety of things, to include what the FBI and our senior intelligence officials have been doing over the last couple of years, even during the President 45, President Trump's time in office. Increasingly we get little nuggets of things like this to say maybe, just maybe, hope can spring eternal. And it'll do that. I don't think it'll ever come to pass until potentially if the leadership of the House and or both the Senate changes next year or not. Perhaps some truth can be revealed even given the current less than favorable conditions to uncover the truth under the progressive left and its leading edges there in our intelligence community, including the FBI and the CIA.
Well, Durham's indictment against Sussman, who previously worked for the high-powered law firm Perkins Coie, is that he made false statements in September 2016 when he told then Baker, who was, again, the FBI general counsel, he told Baker that he wasn't working for a client when he provided claims that alleged the existence of back-channel communications between the Trump Organization and a Russian bank. Perkins Coie, of course, has been a long representative of the Democratic Party in election-related lawsuits, but he was at that time, in fact, working for former Secretary of State, then presidential candidate Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, amazing. It comes back to some of the same old folks like that, Hillary Clinton and some of those, you know, always seem to pop up. And why not? Because the current president and vice president don't seem to really have the capability to lead and the progressive left in the direction they were going. So it always begs a lot of questions about who really is running the country right now. I'm not so sure I know.
It's a group of people, and the money's all coming from Soros, as well as China's got their finger into it. Okay, we got a caller here. Good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to make a statement, please. What's on my mind? China, not about running the country, but about the people that live in America. How many people really realize that the function of the government is the safety and the happiness of the American people? I don't think people understand that. Thank you.
Of course not. Most people don't pay any attention. Most people can't even tell you what the Constitution's about, let alone the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, she's right. And it's not just to make us secure and take care of our health care. It is to secure our liberty.
Yep.
Plain and simple. That's the fundamental purpose of government, is to secure our liberty.
Yep. Now, Colonel, I got a great one for you here. For months, the Biden administration has insisted the so-called Build Back Better agenda will cost $0, whether we're talking about the president himself, his press secretary, Democrats in Congress. His messaging has been relentless and arguably shameless. Now we're finding out about a capital gains tax that you haven't even made yet on capital gains that are there, and they're going to estimate what your capital gains profit could be and charge you a tax on money you haven't even made yet.
Yeah, can you imagine where we'd be and what we would not know if the Democrats enjoyed an even larger majority in the House or Senate they do right now, and if we had administration that. Yeah, that's amazing. In fact, it was even more shameless than that. As late as yesterday, he tried to characterize the whole package as a tax cut.
Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up. That's unbelievable. And, of course, his press secretary, she's in a position where, you got to hand it to her on one thing. The things can come out of her mouth so smoothly, and she can double and triple down on the things that are any thinking person knows not to be true and is mischaracterized. And Wallace from Fox News actually voiced some admiration for him, not in the same way that I would, but on the one hand, the fact that she could be that bold and do it like that, I had thought that she's not going to last long, but I think she might be in for long haul, because if she can pull off and keep a straight face and say some of the things that she says in front of the public.
Yeah. All right.
Say anything.
Here comes the music, my friend. I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you next week. And you have yourself a great week, and maybe I'll run across you somewhere in my travels.
All right. You have a great day and week ahead, Captain.
All right. Thank you. And that's Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. We have him on the program every Wednesday. You can check him out. The Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus on Facebook. That's how you'll find him. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Caller, I'll get to you in a second here.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota, for doing that for us. Speaking of Sarasota, I got to talk about one of my friends down here in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor has been with us ever since we started on the radio. And I will tell you this much, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, will take care of your blinds, shades, and shutters, all of which they have are made in the U.S. of A. That's because they're a Hunter Douglas dealer. Now, they'll also offer, unlike the big box stores, installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can call her at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right, we got a caller on the telephone line. Actually, we got two callers on the telephone line. Let's go on over here to Bagamon Bob. And Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I was just calling in with this thought that on this tax that they're trying to put in?
Capital gains.
Capital gains tax, yeah. And this could affect businesses as well as houses, everything else. Now, you buy your house, you bought it for $150,000, it's worth $500,000, and they try to tax you on the $350,000 differential, and you pay the tax, and now the house has a crashes and goes down, and you paid out the tax, and then you haven't even made any money on it because it goes back down. Same thing could apply to some person that has land that they bought. You know, some guy bought a bunch of land, it goes up by a bunch of money, and now they want to tax you on that land, pay it, and then it goes down in value, and you've paid out taxes, and you don't even make any realization of any money. All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, it gets better than that because, folks, you pay the tax on the estimate before you've actually made the profit, made any money, to where you'd have to pay a capital gains tax. That's their proposal. And then on top of that, you talk about being stupid. Then on top of that, if you don't sell it for what they thought you were going to sell it for on the capital gains tax, you're not going to get refunded anything. You're not going to get refunded anything if you pay more tax than what you actually owe. Isn't that nuts? All right, let's go to the telephone line, and we've got Todd in Tampa. So 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go for it.
Let's get down to business. If I was on this show for half an hour, we'd have 20 million listeners. Let's get down to business here, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom line is this. Look, Jen Kaczynski, sit down. You're a disgrace. You're unholy. Everything out of your mouth is a lie to back up this unholy, ungodly administration who's a complete failure. While you're telling us our back, we gotta put a needle in our kids. Your parents better be ready to pull your kid out of school if you don't want to vaccine your kids, okay? Because here the illegals are coming across the border. Look at these fake news, CNN and all the rest of these clowns. If that was Trump, they'd say, what a disgrace, what an idiot, what a loser. But they just let them come in here to change the voting. Here, don't you see the corruption right here? Let me say something else here. Alec Baldwin, you're guilty of murder in the first degree. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what the left tries to say. I don't care what the crooked judge is trying to say. The same thing in that girl, that Trump girl, that guy. Trump had nothing to do with that cop over there. A bad cop is a bad cop. He shot a girl, a coward. That's what he did, okay? You're guilty of murder in the first degree. And let me tell all 438 of you House members and 96 of you senators, okay? You're guilty of murder in the first degree if you give this person $1, Joe Biden, who's incompetent, who didn't win anything, and hurting the American people because of this plan. It's a disgrace. $1, not $1.75 trillion borrowing from China and paying the interest you don't have the money for and the corruption of this administration. You're guilty of murder in the first degree. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you people work for us. We don't work for you. And we don't have the money, the $1.75 trillion, to borrow from the Chinese for you to hurt the American and murder the American family. Get out of here, and you're fired. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right, thank you. That's Todd in Tampa. Some merit to what he said there. I agree with a lot of it, but the thing of it is, you got to get this right this time, folks. We have got to get this right this time. There are too many people that got elected to Congress over the last couple of terms that are ruining this country. You want to start with a group? I'll do it right now. The squad. Omar. Okay? When she came out over the weekend and said, and she's the one, by the way, that's been doing all the yelling and screaming about defund the police. That's been her. And then she comes out and she says that the Minneapolis rise in gun violence and carjackings can be blamed strictly on the police who have chosen not to fulfill their oath of office and provide the public safety they owe to the citizens. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You cut the police force, you don't give them enough people to get the job done, and now you're bitching about the job they're doing when they're understaffed? My God. What a dope. And I said that yesterday, and I mean it sincerely. What a dope. Now, here's something else for you. CNN's Pamela Brown confronted the National Institute of Health's director, Francis Collins, on whether or not there was an oversight failure under his leadership that resulted in the U.S. taxpayers funding risky coronavirus research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. Well, last week, if you remember right, the NIH released documents and sent a letter to a Republican lawmaker confirming that EcoHealth Alliance, a U.S. nonprofit that studies emerging diseases, used an award from the agency to fund gain-of-function experiments in Wuhan, China, which is something that little Dr. Fauci and the director, Collins, said they never did. It was proven they did. Now, the letter said that the EcoHealth funded the experiment, testing if spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China were capable of binding to the human ACE2 receptor in a mouse model. That is gain-of-function experimenting. And they came out and they admitted they were doing it. So, again, you sit back, you look at this stuff, you shake your head, and you go, who can you believe? Well, there's an old addendum, and it's a joke that comes to mind. If you want to tell when a Democrat is lying, well, just watch them open their mouth. I'm serious. Now, the thing of it is all kidding put aside, we just can't continue to go through this. We got to get this right in 2022, and it all starts this year with this election in 2021. The local elections, the school boards, the town councilmen, the county legislators, the state reps, the judges, it all starts this year. Get it right to begin with. Send a message right now to these jackasses. Send a message. Virginia, send a message next week. The best thing you could do for yourselves in Virginia and stand up for America and stand up for the educational system and stand up for your children is to not vote for that liar, Terry McAuliffe. Remember, I told you, he has a history in New York State. A bad history in New York State. He was pretty much run out of the state on a rail for things that he did that they found out about a little bit later down the line. They suspected because of his connection and because of the sudden gain of finances that he made, that something screwy was going on when they were missing money themselves. And I'm talking about the Democratic Party. And yep, it was all there. He's lucky he didn't go to jail then. But anyway, that's the show for today. It's been interesting. It's been informative. I've learned a lot. We've had some great calls. That's what it's all about. We the people here in this program, and we the people are the bosses of Applesauce. They work for us. Remember, God bless America. Stand up for America.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.